On Friday, Icelandic MPs began debating a government motion on applying for entry into the European Union. They could vote on the motion as early as Monday. From Iceland, Susanna Henn reports.
To the Icelandic foreign minister, Össur Skarphéðinsson, the case is clear. The Social Democrat claims to be the longest-serving member of parliament in favour of an EU membership of Iceland, and he is eager for the delayed proposal to go through.
I couldn't prophesize how the outcome will be, but I'm still pretty confident that it will go through and it will be a deed in the end.
This is also the hope of Iceland's Prime Minister, Jóhanna Sigurðardóttir, who views Iceland's EU membership as a stabilizing factor amidst the global financial crisis, which has brought Iceland close to a bankruptcy last year. However, the government coalition of Social Democrats and Left Greens is divided and has agreed to let the 63 members of parliament decide about the launch of membership talks.
You can say that we agree to disagree,
says Left Green Finance Minister Steingrimur Sigfússon. He and his party remain sceptical about the EU's willingness to cater to Iceland's needs.
For instance, the exceptions about the fisheries. And if you don't get those, I don't think the population in Iceland will say yes.
The Icelandic voters would be asked their opinion in a referendum once the accession talks with the EU have come to an end. And the 310,000 Icelanders do like their independence when it comes to controlling their lucrative fishing grounds.
I think we should not go into that membership. They will start fishing our fish.
Personally, I don't care who gets the fish out of the sea, you know, but mainly who controls the fishing area. That's the main issue.
I think we have to keep our control over the fisheries. So if we don't, we will never join the EU, I think.
Say these men in Akureyri, the second largest city in Iceland, on the northern coast. Overall, the population is divided over an EU membership. Half are in favour, half are against.
I would like to join the European Union, and just to get a stable currency, for example, to take up the euro. That's one of the strongest arguments.
No, I don't want Iceland to join the EU, because I have certain ideas about the EU. They are building up an idea about an army. They are changing into a global state.
I would like to see what do we get, what do we have to give, and then take our decision.
Since Iceland is already a member of the European Economic Area and the border-free Schengen zone, the country could, according to the current Swedish presidency, already join the European Union in 2012. That is, if the Icelandic parliament gives the green light to starting the talks. Susanne Henn, Deutsche Welle Radio, Reykjavik.